Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3342, and today's date is April 30th, 2024, and the title of the episode is "Colleges Come into Focus, the Establishment is in a Deep Panic, Trump is Unstoppable." Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are having a very difficult time because every time they make their move, every time they make a push, what happens? Their entire agenda is exposed, and everyone can see that everything that they've been saying is absolutely false. And this has to do with the Green New scam, with the economy, and they keep putting the lies out there. The people, they realize they're just that. They are lies. And you could see the people, they're not going along with this. Not even the fake news. They're not even going along with it because now they're looking at the entire situation and saying, okay, you know what? Our listeners, they know, we know, and this doesn't make any sense. And you could see with the Green News scam, it doesn't make any sense. Because when you look at what they want to do, where they want to get rid of the coal-fired power plants, where they're saying that's going to make the earth a better place, cleaner and everything else. Well, again, that's pretty darn false. Wide Awake Media put this out and said, a coal-fired power plant in China's Sichuan province. China now emits more CO2 than the entire developed world combined, completely canceling out all the sacrifices you are being forced to make in the ludicrous pursuit of net zero. And that's absolutely true. Remember, China's not going along with this. India's not going along with this. And if they're putting out twice as much, what's the point in the whole thing? Plus, from peer-reviewed studies, it shows that we need CO2. It makes the earth greener. It makes things grow. And you could see that everything that they're trying to do is completely and utterly falling apart. Remember, they never wanted this to happen while the people were awake. They never wanted the people to see all of this. This was supposed to be done with a cover story. But Trump, he countered everything that they were trying to do because right at the beginning of the pandemic, he opened the country back up. And this really destroyed their plans right there and then. But they couldn't stop because they already announced it and they had to push forward. So what they are doing, they're pushing forward and hoping that they can now bring us into war. This was their original plan. So they're going back to their original plan. But again, this will not work either. Just as they think we're on the precipice of war, Trump is going to usher in peace and everything is going to fall apart on them, just like everything else. Because now the people of this country, the people around the world, they are seeing the true central bank economy. And the people are starting to realize that this economic system that we're in does not work for the people. And it just gets worse and worse as time goes on. When you look at Canada, Canada is a complete and utter disaster. There's a couple in Canada and they're showing the grocery prices and they're outrageous. Wall Street Silver put this out and said the following. This couple in Canada are showing Americans what grocery prices are like. $4 for two pieces of garlic, $7 for a head of cauliflower, and a half of them are moldy. Cinnamon spice honey, $18 a jar, $17 for two cases of sparkling water. The smallest bundle of dried flowers is $30. Absolutely crazy. And this is what people are starting to understand. And from the very beginning, Canada saw very, very high home prices. And the people said, wow, this is getting out of hand. And then all of a sudden, everything trickled into fuel prices, trickled into inflation, where all of a sudden people saw that food was very, very expensive. Wages weren't going up to keep up with all of this. People started to lose jobs. And it's a complete and utter disaster, just like we're seeing it in this country. Remember, we're the reserve currency of the world. So it hits the United States a little different and most of the time last. And you can see across the globe, you can see it's hitting many, many countries very, very hard. And when you look here in the United States, you could see what the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, you could see what they have done to many of the blue cities because they're following the agenda that they have set. And when you look at these cities, they're a complete and utter disaster. Garbage all over the place. Money's being thrown out. Nobody knows where it is. Stores are closing down. Like when you look at in San Francisco, in the downtown area where Union Square is, you could see that most of the stores there, they're completely empty. And that tells you everything you need to know. The other thing that tells you everything you need to know is you could see that since this is an issues campaign, the deep state, the central bank, the D's, they're having a very difficult time trying to convince the people that Biden's economy is actually working. And Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC and she was being interviewed and she was trying to convince everyone that Biden created like 9 million jobs. And when Trump was in office, the economy was a disaster. There were no jobs. And the host reminded Nancy Pelosi that we were in the middle of COVID. And that's why we had those problems. And remember, the jobs that came back, they were always there. Because all that happened was when everything shut down, people collected unemployment, so now they're unemployed. And when the jobs opened back up, what did people do? They went right back to those jobs. Actually, during that period of time, we actually lost about 3 million jobs because of Biden's economic policies. And you could see once the fake news host countered what Nancy Pelosi was saying, Nancy didn't know what to do. It completely threw her off. Eric Tietzel put this out on X and said, wild how Democrat politicians are thrown off by the most basic statements of fact from their allies in the corporate media. And that's absolutely true. She just got owned and she didn't know what to do. She panicked. And what did she do? She got angry at the host. Oh, if you want to be a Trump supporter, then go right ahead. I ain't doing it. So right there, that tells you everything you know. Actually, if you look at what she said, it sounds very, very similar to all the protesters, Antifa and everything else, because they respond back to people when they're questioned in the same manner. So you could see this all over the place. And what's very interesting is that criminals, again, work with criminals. And I think people are starting to understand this. And people can see this very, very clearly. Just like people could see the gas prices, they're continually moving up. And Biden, he is trying to control the surge of gas prices once again. Out in California, we're getting like $6 or $7 a gallon out there. And Biden, what is he doing? He's going to dictators. He's going to the enemies to try to help the situation. Isn't that interesting? So he's going to Russia. He's going to Venezuela. He's going to all these different places. And it looks like the Treasury Department announced that it's extending sanctions relief for 10 Russian financial institutions that are involved in the energy sector, with the relief set to expire on November 1st in the absence of any further action. So they're trying to help the fuel prices by saying, you know what, Russia, we're going to give you a little bit of relief on the sanctions. I thought they were the enemy. I thought they were attacking Ukraine. Why would he be doing this? Well, you have to remember what he put into place from the very, very beginning. When Biden took office, he basically took 200 different actions to undermine America's access to energy resources. And these include shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, canceling exploration to various oil reserves, and imposing burdensome regulations across the entire sector. So does he want to lift those? No, that's not part of his agenda. And once again, you have to ask yourself, if we are at war with Russia and Russia is attacking Ukraine and we have to send more money to Ukraine, why is he removing or relieving some of the sanctions so Russia can actually deliver more oil so they can bring down the oil prices here in the United States? Really think about that for a second. Why doesn't Biden just remove what he did, just like he did with Trump? He actually removed everything that Trump did. So why doesn't he just reverse everything that he did? Because it would show everyone that he caused this problem. So we can't do that. So in secrecy, where people aren't really paying attention, he decided to work with these people that were supposedly going to war with. So that is very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the U.S. government, they plan to borrow more cash from private investors this quarter than initially forecast amid less than expected tax receipts. So according to the department's latest Treasury funding announcement, Washington anticipates borrowing $243 billion in April-June period. This is $41 billion higher than officials projected at the beginning of the year and much greater than market forecasts. Treasury officials stated that the federal government tax receipts have fallen short of forecasts so far this fiscal year. The Treasury does not share its forecast for tax revenues with the public. For the January-March quarter, the Treasury borrowed $748 billion in private marketable debt, slightly under the first estimates of $760 billion. And this was mainly due to lower federal outlays. So right now, it looks like the government is having a bit of a problem here because the tax receipts that are coming in, it's not what they thought it was going to be. I wonder why. I thought everyone was employed. I thought everyone had great jobs. I thought the economy was fine. So when you really look at it, what are all these jobs? Oh, wait, these are the very low-paying jobs. A lot of these individuals who are illegal, they took over the jobs. The high-paying jobs, well, they don't exist anymore. And you can see this is why we're having a problem right now. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Actually, in the end, the people, they're going to see the entire economic system completely fall apart under the Biden administration, under the central bank, under the Treasury. People are going to understand that this economy was never meant to work for the people. And those people that have been telling us that everything has been great, they are the liars. They've been tricking the people just like they trick the people with everything else. If they lied about everything else, why would they be telling the truth about the economy? They wouldn't. And we can see that's exactly what's happening right now. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the Chinese consumers, they are now buying more gold than India. Now, that is very interesting. Why would they be buying gold? Don't they want the pieces of paper? Because I thought the pieces of paper, that was the money. Why do they want gold? If you notice, many, many people want currency outside of the private Western Central Bank. Why is that? Why are many countries moving away from the private Western Central Bank? Why are they ramping up gold? Why are people buying gold in Costco? Why are more people buying Bitcoin? Because this allows you to be outside of the private Western Central Bank system. And when you're outside of the private Western Central Bank system, you protect your wealth. That's what people are starting to figure out. People are seeing the true economy. People are starting to understand that, yeah, you know what? This fiat currency, It's failing. And they lied to us from the very, very beginning. As soon as we came off the gold standard back in 1971, that's when everything started to fall apart. And now, with everything accelerated, where people could see the true inflation, which is the devaluation of the currency, people now can see the truth. And as we move forward, again, you think it's just going to get better? It can't go back to the way it was. So the only place it can go is forward, which means it's going to get a lot worse. Because if we were able to go back to what it was back in 1971, we would have. But the system doesn't work that way. The private was a central bank doesn't work the way everyone thinks it works, because they play with percentages and they try to convince you, oh, look, it's 1% inflation. Isn't this great? Well, they forgot the cumulative inflation and they trick you with the percentage numbers of just that year. And they try to make it seem like everything is under control. But when you go to the market, you go, well, wait a minute, but last year I was spending, you know, $5 for a loaf of bread. Now I'm paying $10 for a loaf of bread. How is everything back to normal? It isn't. The inflation rate is just going up a little bit slower. All that inflation doesn't disappear. It stays. So when you go back in time, this is why it makes sense where the Federal Reserve note lost 98% of its value. It makes a little bit more sense now because, again, they've been lying to the public. They've been manipulating the calculations to lie to the public. And if we go back in time, there are those that said, listen, gold is money. Everything else is credit. That's coming from J.P. Morgan. They knew. They knew exactly. Good guys, bad guys, makes no difference. They knew gold was the money. Bitcoin is the money. The fiat currency doesn't work for the people. Not when you have a private corporation that loans it out to the government and they say, please repay this amount with interest attached. When they loan the government the first dollar and there's interest attached on that and they say you owe $1.10, where do they get the 10 cents? It doesn't exist. They can pay back the dollar because it exists. But where do they get the 10 cents? It doesn't exist. So what happens? The government says, well, we got to pay that back. Okay, let's borrow a little bit more. We'll borrow another dollar. We'll give you the 10 cents back. But now we owe more interest on the money. And this continues on and over and over and over. And here we are today with almost $35 trillion of debt. So how can we pay this back? It would be pretty darn impossible to do so. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election and the entire system completely and utterly falls apart and we approach war, I do believe that at this point when they bring the system down, they will be at their weakest point. And I do believe this is when Trump will make certain moves. I don't mean he's just going to wipe out the central bank and everything is going to be fine. This is going to be a battle to the very, very end. And yes, you're going to see bumps in the road. And you're going to see strange things happen. I mean, just go back to 1970 when they took us off the gold standard and they were putting us on the petrodollar system. London had blackouts. We had no fuel in the United States. Inflation was out of control. Unemployment was very, very high. We were in a recession. What do you think is going to happen this time around? They're trying to bring us into a new system because this system has completely and utterly failed. So we're going to see a lot of bumps in the road, but I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this to their advantage. And at this point in time, the people will be with them. And this will make it a lot easier to go back to the Constitution, which I do believe we're going back to. Because, again, we need to go back to our roots. We need to go back to what the Founding Fathers set up. And I do believe that is where we're headed.
Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsers, housing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22vpn. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. Sometimes you just got to allow the enemy to do what they do best so the people can see the truth. And remember, this is all about the 2024 election and showing the people the true nature of the agenda of the deep state players. Remember, their true agenda is to destroy the entire country. So while they're in the process of destroying it, what did they do? They opened the borders. They're destroying the economy. They were trying to infiltrate our school systems in elementary by teaching the children CRT. And of course, this went to middle school and high school. They're bringing in DEI. They're doing whatever they possibly can. And they actually went ahead and they infiltrated the colleges. The colleges now are coming in focus. And what this is showing the American people, that this is no longer a conspiracy where the children of these colleges, they're being taught incredible things so they can go out into the workplace and make the world a lot better. What the people are witnessing right now, they are witnessing the infiltration in colleges. And remember, what you're seeing is a lot of agitators that are doing the physical part of it, just like you saw it back in January 6th, just like you saw it with the BLM protest. Most of these other students, they're just along for the ride. And now you can see exactly what's happening. I do believe to shut these colleges down, I think it needed to be shown to the American people that they have been infiltrated and these colleges, they need to be reset. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening right now, because the people that are watching this, they see it firsthand. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's no longer, oh, I can't believe it. They see it and they can't unsee it. They even have, in some of these colleges, they actually have the faculty out there actually protesting with the agitators. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Remember, all of this, everything that we're seeing, it's about the 2024 election. It's about exposing the deep state system. It's about showing the people, look what they're doing to destroy this country. Look what they had to do. They had to infiltrate the country in so many different ways. And that is what you're seeing. But now, as it's being exposed, remember, this is part of the counterinsurgency. As it's being exposed, the court of public opinion, they're watching this, they're watching it all play out, and they're starting to understand, and they're rejecting it. And that is very important. I do believe, in the end, most of the donors that have been donating to all these universities,
you know, the wealthy individuals where they get their buildings built and things like that. I do believe they're going to be pulling it out of these universities. And these universities, they're going to have a very difficult time in the end. And it looks like the establishment most likely is going to panic because they have been panicking. Actually, the establishment is in a deep panic because they can't stop Trump. Every step of the way, they've been trying to stop him, but it hasn't been working. Because once again, I do believe everything has been put into place to make sure that the people could see the deep state system, the people could see the infiltration. And as the people see more and more of this, the people understand that we need to take back this country. Because this all revolves around the 2024 election. This all revolves around throwing out the corrupt criminal syndicate that has taken over. That's what this is all about. And when you look at this and you see what's happening in the colleges and with the open borders and with the economy and out in the Middle East and out in Ukraine, soon to be Taiwan, you're seeing it very, very clearly. And yes, do people need to see more? Do people need to understand what they've been doing? Absolutely. And the people will see more. It will get worse before it gets better. But the whole purpose of this is to wake the people up. And the people, they are judging what they're seeing. And they will make their ruling on election day. And I do believe the people are going to make the right ruling. Because as they see everything completely and utterly fall apart, they will know. And they'll understand it's time to take back this country. And you can see the deep state players, they're having a very difficult time going after those individuals that are going after the criminals that are coming into this country, the illegals. Because remember, the people that are coming into this country, they're coming from the prisons in all these different countries. They're coming from the insane asylum from all these different countries. These are the worst of the worst that they're letting loose and allowing to be brought into this country. Because remember, if you have criminals running the country, who do they want as their foot soldiers? They want criminals that will do the dirty work, that won't even give it two thoughts. Oh, I have to kill, what, 10 people? I don't care. I'll do it. I'll do it with a knife. I'll do it with a crowbar. I'll do it with a bottle. Oh, I have to rob stores, burn down buildings? I have no problem with that. Because remember, these are the worst of the worst. They've been released from prison. They've been released from insane asylums. The criminals now have their foot soldiers in place. And you can see with what's going on with the colleges, in all these different locations, this is where they release the illegals in those locations. Don't you find that very interesting? Are they planning for something much, much larger than this? I do believe this is just the beginning, but I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're using this against them. Because now the people, they're actually seeing the truth that the colleges have been infiltrated. And the faculty is going along with the students that they brainwashed. And actually, a lot of them are agitators. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, look what has been happening with the illegals coming over the border. Anyone that tries to stop them, the deep state likes to make an example of them. And they're having a very difficult time doing this. When they went after the individual, the rancher from Arizona, George Kelly, they went full force at him. And it looks like his trial was declared a mistrial and they couldn't make a decision. And now they drop the case completely. And according to the defense lawyer, Mr. Kelly fired warning shots after he saw the group of men dressed in camouflage clothing pointing an AK-47 right at him. The rancher later discovered the deceased illegal alien, who is likely a cartel smuggler, when he went to go check on his horse. And the bullet that killed this illegal was never recovered, so authorities were never able to conduct a ballistic test to see if it matched George Kelly's AK-47. So you see people on your property, they're in camouflage, they're carrying weapons. Are you a little nervous? What are they doing? And they're pointing the gun at you. So what do you do? Now, did he actually kill them? There's no proof of that. But again, he was protecting his property against criminals that were coming into this country illegal. Remember, if you have an invading force coming over the border and they're wearing camouflage and they're carrying weapons, what does that tell you? It's an invading force. And what do you think this invading force was going to do to the family, to him? Most likely kill them in the end.
And it looks like out in El Salvador, the president there has the right idea. So what he did was he invited the cabinet to a meeting and then asked the attorney general to investigate every member for bribery live on air, completely transparent. You think we should do something like that here in this country? Absolutely. So now they're trapped in all this. Remember, this individual, the president of El Salvador, he decided that he was going to round up all the MS-13 gang members, built prisons, brought them to the prisons, and now the country does not have that much crime. It doesn't have as many murders, and it's a lot safer than it was before. Now he's going after the politicians, and he's going to have each and every one of them investigated to see if they've taken any bribes. Hey, it sounds very similar to Biden and Obama and Hillary Clinton, because they've taken bribes. They sold secrets. Biden has 20 shell companies. He's been working with foreign governments this entire time. You don't think Obama has? You don't think Hillary has? You don't think that most individuals in the criminal syndicate have? Look at Menendez. Look at Maxine Waters. Where did all these people get their money? Think about it for a second. All these people should be investigated. And each one, they should have to turn over the taxes from all the companies, their bank records, and everything else. And actually, that could be forced now. Why? Because Trump trapped them in all of it. Remember when they were trying to get his taxes? He had them bring them all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, you can get the taxes of the person, the corporation, family members, you name it. So now this can be done, and it will be done, because most of these individuals, they are criminals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know out in Russia, there is a Wall Street Journal reporter, Evan Gershkovich, and he has been detained in Russia for slightly over a year during an interview in Time magazine. So Russia arrested Gershkovich on March 30th, 2023, following the country's Federal Security Service accusing him of spying for the benefit of the U.S. government. And Joe Biden right now has done absolutely nothing. And Trump, he came out and he said, listen, you get me elected, I'll free this individual. And I do believe he will. Just think about it. He freed the North Korean hostages, and I do believe he will be able to free these individuals. Now, the other thing that we see happening right now, Israel, they are planning to go into Rafah. Now, yesterday, Trump put out a message, and it let everyone know that the hostages are most likely dead. And then a day later, Netanyahu says Israel's military will enter Rafah in Gaza to eliminate Hamas. Was Trump sending a signal to Netanyahu saying, listen, if you think the hostages are alive, they are not. They're all dead. Proceed with the mission to get the terrorists. It's starting to seem that way. And you could see that the deep state players, they are panicking over this. Because remember, these are their terrorist groups that they use. And now they have the International Criminal Court going after Netanyahu. And once again, Biden is put in a very, very difficult position, because either he loses the Jewish vote and many, many people in this country because he's siding with the protesters, or he goes along with what Israel is trying to do and tries to block the ICC. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's trying to block the ICC because he's looking at the situation and saying, okay, I don't get any votes from the pro-Hamas group. I get the votes from the liberal Jews. I get the votes from those people that support Israel, and there's a lot of them. But do you think, with everything that's going on, do you think this is going to work out the way he thinks it's going to work out? Because if he's supporting Israel right now, what's going to happen with all those people that are protesting? Are they going to be on his side, or are they going to be against them? Already, when he goes down the street, those individuals that are protesting right now at the college campuses, you know, it's Antifa, it's criminals, most likely some illegals. Those people are saying, F Joe Biden. So what do you think is going to happen when they realize, hey, wait a minute, he's not on our side. He's against us. He's on the side of Israel. Do you think these people are going to be against him? Do you think he's going to have to stop what's happening? Because I do believe this is just the beginning. Yes, the colleges are in focus right now. It's waking up a lot of individuals, the Jewish people. It's waking up the Christian people that are looking at this. It's waking up those people that are sending their children to this, to these schools. They're starting to see the truth of the matter. And those people that donate, and I say when I say donate, I mean they donate a lot, millions and millions of dollars. Do you think they're going to give these universities the money? No, they're not going to do this. But the and we'll be getting to a little bit more about this, about what's going on at the college campuses. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Matt Gaetz, he was questioning Secretary Lloyd Austin, and he admitted the likelihood of shooting warfare between U.S. service members and Gaza forces soon. Because remember, they're building a pier, the soldiers have weapons, and Gaetz asked Lloyd Austin a simple question. Since they have weapons, and if the Palestinians or Hamas fire upon them, will they fire back? Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. And he said, yes, they will. They will defend themselves, which means that would be a shooting war. And we could see that the terrorists in Gaza, they've already attacked the pier. So this is very interesting, which means we have boots on the ground in this area. Will this turn into a wider war? It's starting to look that way. And we could see that the deep state players, especially Biden, they're trapped in all of this. No matter which way he goes, he's screwed. Because if he stays with Israel, all those illegals, all those individuals that he brought into the country, Antifa and the rest, they go up against him. If he sides with the illegals, if he sides with Antifa, he loses the liberal Jews. He loses all those people that support Israel. This is a complete and utter disaster for him, and there's no way out of this. And I do believe in the end, this is going to come back to haunt him. Just like the bioweapon is coming back to haunt Fauci. Because remember, we have reports now, court documents, we have peer-reviewed documentation showing that these vaccines
They injure people. They basically hurt you. They don't help you. They hurt you. They never helped you. They didn't stop the spread. They're not going to stop COVID. Actually, you know what would have helped everyone? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. But instead, these individuals like Fauci and Biden, the CDC, the FDA, and the rest, they decided, you know something? No. We don't want you to get this drug because it's pennies. We want you to take the bioweapon that won't stop anything, but it will make you sicker. So they went ahead with the pharmaceutical companies and they put together this plan to convince the entire country and the world to take a bioweapon. And what'd they do? They hid everything from everyone. And they told you to drive up, put your arm out. It's okay. Doesn't matter what medication you're on. Doesn't matter if you have a heart problem. Doesn't matter if you have any type of medical condition. This thing can handle everything. I mean, really think about that for a second. So people went in line, stuck out their arm and said, yeah, jab me. I trust you. I trust the government. That's the last group that you should ever trust. You should never trust the government. Never trust the CDC. Never trust the FDA. And if you want to trust them, ask for proof. Ask for the peer review documentation. You need to show me. You want me to trust you? Show me. If you can't show me, I don't trust you. And don't give me a ridiculous study that's not peer reviewed. And once again, we can see they lied to the people. Remember, right now, AstraZeneca is being sued. The court documents show that, yes, AstraZeneca admits that there is an increase of blood clots. But let's go back a little bit in time, back to 2021. Patriots are in control, put this out and said, Dr. Fauci tells the public there's no increased risk of blood clots resulting from the AstraZeneca vaccine. Fauci and the science lied about everything. Where did he get this information? Because we had a lot of other doctors, a lot of other scientists that were censored, that were continually saying, this isn't true. I have a peer-reviewed study. I've done many different studies, but they were censored. They didn't want the people to get the truth. They didn't want people to understand what was really going on. And the other thing that's very interesting is now with this mRNA, they are now trying to use it to fight cancer. And the first trials for mRNA anti-cancer injections have begun. And people online, you know what they did? They're showing the opening scene from the zombie movie, I Am Legend. Because in the opening scene, the doctor said, we have this injection. We have cured cancer. Everyone is cured. 3 years later, everyone turned into a zombie. So let's get this straight. They injected everyone with COVID, which is mRNA, and everyone's getting sick. Everyone now is getting cancer. Everyone's having fertility problems. People are having blood clots. People are dying suddenly. And now they want you to take it to cure cancer. Really think about this for a second. Why? They fixed everything? Or maybe the drugs that Trump was letting everyone know that cured COVID and cured the flu, maybe those drugs cure cancer, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Maybe that's why the pharmaceutical companies didn't want anyone to know or use it for anything else but what they want people to use it for. Really think about that for a second, because there are many, many studies that are showing that these drugs do help with cancer. Remember, cancer is a virus. These are antiviral drugs. And I do believe we're going to find out very, very soon that what the pharmaceutical companies are working on is not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. And the other drugs that they don't want anyone looking at, that's what's going to help you in the end. But let's see how this all plays out, because this will be very, very interesting. But you could see that Fauci and others, they are in trouble right now. And remember, Fauci is testifying very, very soon in public. Remember, they've been lying to the people of this country and Congress over and over and over. It's time to hold them accountable. This is absolutely horrific. It's worse than what happened in Nazi Germany, if you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the deep state players, they are moving forward with their pronouns. And they want everyone to use the correct pronouns, or the federal government is going to come down on the different employers. So the federal government warned employers that if they don't use workers' preferred pronouns or stop them from using bathrooms that align with their gender identity,
they will face punishment. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on Monday updated its guidance on workplace harassment to cover transgender and non-binary and other LGBTQ workers. By the way, this is not a race. It's not a sex. It's things people are making up. There are only two sexes, male and female. Everyone else is dressing up. Everyone else is pretending. They made all of this up, and they continually make more of it up. Actually, you're going to see so many different lawsuits against this, it's going to be ridiculous. Because as soon as an employer says, I'm not abiding by this, this is absolutely ridiculous, you're going to see class action lawsuits all over the place. And you could see there are people fighting back against all of this. Remember the five girls from Lincoln Middle School in West Virginia who protested a trans student from participating in a shot put by refusing to participate? Well, they stood their ground, and you know what the school did? They banned the girls. I mean, really think about this. And when you really look at this, you could see what they're trying to do here. They are trying to remove women from everything. Why? Think about the infiltration. The Muslims are coming into this country. The Muslims, how do they see women? Think about it for a second. Do they want them on sports? Do they want them in careers? Do they want them in government? Or do they want them subservient? So how do you set the country up for this? You remove the women. You bring men in who dress up as women, and you replace them. Just like the great replacement theory for the country. It's the same exact thing. And you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do. Just like they're allowing the criminals to run freely on the streets. Because again, to fund the police, let the criminals do what they have to do. This is how you attack the country from within. And you bring in those people that are stupid, that will abide by whatever their master says because they're either blackmailed or bribed. And you can see this in many different areas. And remember that individual in New York? This was in Monroe County. Remember District Attorney Sandra Dorley? The cop caught her speeding 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, stopped her, and she acted like she was above the law. Actually, when you look around, do most of these people act this way? Absolutely. Well, now she's apologizing because it went viral. Well, once again, this is who this person is. They're only apologizing because they got caught, because it was videoed. If it was never videoed, do you think she'd be apologizing? Absolutely not. So once again, these are the same exact people. Remember, we're dealing with a criminal syndicate. The rot is deep and wide, and we need to get rid of the rot to take the country back. And what people are now witnessing, they're actually witnessing the rock, the infiltration. They're witnessing it, and now the people are starting to understand. Out in Columbia University, the faculty, they linked arms and they formed a wall in front of the entrance to the Gaza Solidarity encampment as hundreds of students encircled both lawns. Students remaining in the encampment were told they could face disciplinary action after 2 p.m. And why are all these individuals wearing orange vests? It's very interesting. And why are they all wearing masks? They don't want their faces out there? That's very interesting. And these individuals, they're saying that they're not going to move, they're not going to do anything until all their demands are met or Columbia will burn. And remember, this entire movement, it's not just about Palestine. I do believe this is a cover story. And they're going to be going after Jews. Because remember, if you're going to infiltrate this country and you're going to replace the people, what do you got to do? You got to remove the Jewish people, the Christian people, and everyone else. So they're starting with the Jewish people. And there are Jewish students that are trying to get through, and they will not allow certain Jewish students to get through to class. And the Jewish students are filming this. Again, this is not a protest. Every move that these individuals make, it is a crime. If you're not letting someone go to class, if you're destroying property, if you're staying on property where it's you're not allowed to, this is not peaceful protesting anymore. This is a crime. Listen, these people could say whatever they want. If they hate Jews, if they hate Christians, guess what? It's free speech in this country. When you attack, when you stop people from traveling to where they need to go, if you destroy property, that is something different. And what's very interesting for those people that don't believe that this was coordinated, well, these are the same individuals that were marching in BLM. All they did was they changed costumes, but they're being paid by Soros. Most of these people aren't students, they're infiltrators. And the police are being told to stand down. Universities are giving them strict instructions, do not do anything. A woman of, or a parent of one of the students called UCLA to ask, why isn't something being done? Just take a listen to the conversation here.
There, I'm trying to report my kid is not able to get into the library. They are bombarding him and not allowing him to get into the library, citing the need for some wristbands. Did UCLA issue wristbands to people?
I don't have any information on that if they did.
Okay, so what should he do? Because he can't enter the library, he can't enter his classes.
So whoever he's speaking to right there that's saying that they need wristbands, is he not able to ask them any information?
They said because he's Jewish, he cannot enter that area and that they won't issue him a wristband.
So that wasn't a university thing. That's probably the protesters that are out there.
Right. So are the protesters allowed to not allow a student who pays tuition access to their class in the library?
No, they're not allowed. But unfortunately, they have kind of taken over that little area right there. But is there any other entrance that your son can enter through?
No, they are barricading every area for him to get into. And you know, with all due respect, why is that even tolerated? Like, why should a Jewish kid have to go to another entrance?
I don't know if I'm going to say it's tolerated, but unfortunately the police are not intervening with that right now. And this is coming from the university, so if you had any questions or concern, you would take it with the university itself.
So the university has taken a stance that they will not, in fact, allow or help Jewish students get to their classes, that this is going to be tolerated.
They have. We've received a directive to not intervene at this time, yes.
And what is the, at what point, have they given a directive to you at what point you should intervene?
As far as right now, no.
Okay. Is there anything we can do as concerned parents about...
I would suggest contacting the chancellor's office or higher ups in the university with your concerns. I do have a phone number, but I don't know if they're going to have a different answer, but I can give you a phone number.
Yeah. Could you give me that number?
310. Mm-hmm. 825. Mm-hmm. 2563. And you can, ask your questions and express your concerns there and see if they have an answer for you.
Okay. Lastly, just so I know, at what point does UCPD get involved? Because if my child's safety...
So if your son needs police assistance, and he can contact us.
So I'm calling and saying he needs police assistance to get into his class, that people aren't letting him into his class.
We're not forcing them to move out of the area. That's what... If he's getting attacked or he has a police concern, then yes. But the fact that it's just locked off, they're not intervening with that right now.
So if he physically gets attacked, at that point we should contact you.
All I'm saying is we're not blocking the entrance.
So you're allowing the protesters to block the Jewish students from going?
I'm not allowing it.
Yeah.
The school is saying that they will not be removed at this time.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
And that tells you everything you need to know. And when you look at the different universities, you can see that what the deep state really wants is they want a brawl with the police. They love physical confrontation. And in the end, that's what they actually want. They want physical confrontation. But you can see their main agenda is not Palestine. Because think about it. Ask a simple question. What's the abortion rights in Palestine? How do they treat trans people? You really think these people are protesting for these people? Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. That killed and maimed and murdered and raped innocent individuals? Because again, if these people were brought to this area, they'd be killed themselves. They wouldn't need them. Actually, in the end, these people won't be needed. I mean, if this country is replaced and there's Muslims taking over, do you really think the trans community, they'll be going their merry way? Do you really think that all these people that are out, yeah, let's have abortions, you think they're going to be going along their merry way? No, they're going to be wiped out. That's the ultimate plan in the end. So look what's happening right now. They're still calling for an intifada. They're hanging a sign on Columbia University. They're storming the buildings, taking over the buildings. They actually had two hostages, which were janitors. They wouldn't let them out. And they're destroying property. They are even defacing statues at George Washington University. Clay Travis put this out and said, the main campus quad statue of George Washington has been defaced by anti-Israel protesters. GW students' population is nearly 30% Jewish. The woke virus is toxic and must be defeated or the country will be destroyed. These are the stakes. So when you look at this, what is the difference between these people going back to BLM? They're doing the same exact thing. All they did was change their costumes and they changed their agenda. But everything is exactly the same. And what's very interesting is that the Jewish population decided to set up this gigantic video screen. And it shows a video of these Hamas terrorists killing Jewish people. And they're showing the world, look, this is what you're protesting. This is what you're joining up to, where this individual is saying, I killed 10 Jews. And he's talking to his father. Father, you'd be proud of me. I killed these people. And they have this gigantic video screen, and it's being blasted at UCLA, at the Hamas chapter. But you could see there are other colleges, and there's many different colleges that are now pushing back. Out in Texas, the law enforcement are moving in at the University of Texas campus. and they're moving in to clear the encampment there, and they're bringing in the police. But again, you have to remember, these individuals, they like confrontation. They like when the police comes in because they want a battle. And we could see in Virginia, the same thing is happening. The police are coming in. And when you look at all these different areas, they are a complete and utter mess. Garbage everywhere. When you look at Chaz, going back to 2020, all these different areas look exactly the same. Everything is destroyed. Everything is a mess. But I do believe the University of Florida pretty much sums it up in their newsletter. And they said the following. The University of Florida says in a new statement that many of the protesters on its campus were outside agitators and that the arrests have been made because they engaged in clearly prohibited activities. The University of Florida is not a daycare, and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules. They broke the rules, and they'll face the consequences. For many days, we have patiently told protesters, many of whom are outside agitators, that they were able to exercise their right to free speech and free assembly. And we also told them that clearly prohibited activities will result in a trespassing order from the UPD, barring them from all university properties for 3 years, and an interim suspension from the university. And for days, the UPD, they patiently and consistently repeated the rules. Today, individuals who refused to comply were arrested after UPD gave multiple warnings and multiple opportunities to comply. And they gave out a whole list of prohibitive items and activities. No amplified sound, no demonstration inside buildings, no littering, sleeping, no unmanned signs, no blocking, ingress, egress, no building of structures, chairs, stakes, benches, tables, no camping, including tents, sleeping bags, pillows, no disruption, no threats, no violence, no weapons. And this is what every single university should be doing right now. But again, when you look at it, and you think about the 2024 election, the people must see the infiltration. And the infiltration happened at the school level, the elementary, the middle school, the high school. The parents got involved. They started pushing back against CRT, pushing against the pedophilia books. And now with the colleges, what's happening right now? The Jewish people and those people that support Israel and many others, they're looking at this saying, you know something? The time has come that we don't give money to these universities. And I do believe the donations to these universities are going to completely dry up, because what people are seeing now is absolutely horrific. It's exposed. It's transparent. People can see it. And a new Harvard-Harris poll shows that 80% of registered voters in the U.S. believe that students and professors who call for violence towards Jews should be suspended. And actually, anyone that calls violence against anyone should be suspended. Moreover, 72% said that Israel should move forward with the operation in Rafah, which they are. So that tells you everything you need to know right there. But we could see there are going to be different universities that are going to capitulate to the pro-Palestinian mob. Northwestern has done this. They have offered houses for Muslims, scholarships for the Palestinians, which tells you everything you need to know. And since they did this, what has happened? Well, it looks like their donations are going to start to dry up. And it looks like those individuals that have been watching this, they wrote a letter to the Northwestern University president, Michael Schill. And this is what it says. The overwhelming majority of our Jewish students, faculty, staff, and alumni feel betrayed. They trusted an institution you lead and considered it home. You have violated that trust. Amid disruptive pro-Palestinian protests, other elite universities are demonstrating firm commitment to their academic mission and their own policies which support that mission, ensuring that those who demonstrate their right to free speech do not impinge on the rights of others on campus. By contrast, Northwestern has embraced those who flagrantly disrupted Northwestern academics and flouted those policies. While Northwestern quickly moved to adopt new common sense measures to protect its academic mission and its student body, the school did nothing to enforce them. Instead, they allowed protesters, including outside agitators, to intimidate Jewish students and faculty. The school boasts it has now secured a commitment that all protesters will adhere to university policies. How is that an accomplishment? Something to be incentivized? Why does the rulemaker praise the rule breakers agreeing to abide by rules as a compromise? Why? Ever the educator, Northwestern itself provides the answer: to help ensure that the violence and escalation we have seen elsewhere does not happen here at Northwestern. The rule breakers and all others have fully absorbed what the school is teaching. Threaten us, Promise us a few days respite and we will accommodate you. There'll be no accountability. Instead, we will expedite earmarked scholarships, professorships, and real estate for you as a reward. And what do you think the people are going to do? Remember, the people, they needed to be slapped in the face because they just wouldn't believe that the universities are communist. The universities are Marxist and they're teaching our children how to be communist and Marxist. And they would bow down to protesters like this that aren't protesting. They're using violence. So now the people are seeing it and the people now are believing it. Sometimes you need to show the people the truth. And once again, what happens when they start losing donations, which I do believe is going to happen, because as this continues, this is going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. And we could see already that the House Oversight Committee, they're now starting an investigation. And they put this out on X and they said the following. The failure of Columbia University to address the pro-Hamas mob is an appalling lack of leadership. These radical protesters threatening violence against Jews are anything but organic. Our commitment will follow the money trail, expose it to the American people, and seek to hold bad actors funding hate accountable. So where did this money come from? Where is this going to lead to? This is very interesting. And this reminds me of a poem from Martin Niemöller. And this is going back to World War II. And it says, first they came for the socialists. I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews. I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And this is the same exact playbook that they're using, that they used back then. And I think it's becoming very, very clear what they want to do here, because if you're going to remove the people of this country, you need to start with one group and then move to the next group. And I do believe this is exactly what they're doing. And I think the people, they're starting to see it very, very clearly. And this is going to completely and utterly backfire them. Because remember, this is about showing the people the infiltration. And sometimes you just can't explain it to them because they wouldn't believe it. Just like if you explain open borders, you wouldn't believe it. Just like if you explain how Biden was going to destroy the economy, well, you just wouldn't believe it until you saw it. Same thing with this. This is all about getting the people on Trump's side. This is all about showing the people the truth and showing the people, look, they're going to destroy our country. They don't care about you. Are you getting it yet? Now, this puts Biden in a very difficult position because once again, what side is he going to take? And if you notice, it looks like we're seeing the same thing play out. Biden now has to make the decision and he has to take sides. So this is very interesting. So he put this out, and Ed O'Keefe put this out. It says, President Biden has stood against repugnant anti-Semitic smears and violent rhetoric his entire life. He condemns the use of term intifada, as he has the other tragic, dangerous hate speech displayed in recent days. Biden respects the right to free expression, but protests must be peaceful and lawful. Forcibly taking over buildings is not peaceful. It is wrong. And hate speech and hate symbols have no place in America. So this is very interesting. So he's taking the side of Israel and he's going against all these protesters. Now, expand this, go out as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Are these people are going to be with Biden at that point? Say there's an event in this country and it is done by an illegal, and this illegal maybe has connections to Hamas, is a Muslim, Palestinian, you name it. When these individuals are out in all the different cities, all the different blue cities, and they're destroying everything, and Biden tells them to stop and they don't, and they use the police to try to stop them, and they can't, what will he do? Will he call the ball? Will he be the one? Or will he completely implode and someone else will have to call the ball? Because I do believe that's where all this is headed right now. And it looks like Biden is going to be trapped in all of this. And it's not going to work out too well for him. And I do believe what's going to happen is the National Guard, they will be put into place in all these different areas for the election. Because once you move them out and put them in all these areas and the riots are going on, well,
you already have everything in place. And let's say then there's an attack on this country. They're already there. I do believe this is going as planned. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are making sure that the deep state players do exactly what needs to be done. And they're sending them down this path. And there's no turning back. Just like there's no turning back where the people are watching these court cases and the people are realizing that this is one gigantic corrupt system. And these people are not following the rule of law. These people are going after a political opponent. Biden is behind it. The DOJ is behind it. They lied to the American people saying that they're completely independent. They're not. And the people, they understand this. But it looks like Judge Merchant, he gave Trump permission to attend Barron's high school graduation on May 17th. But what Judge Merchant also did is he now fined Trump $9,000 for speaking out in his own defense and violating his gag order. Now, once again, he says if he doesn't comply with all of this, he could also go to prison. Now, do you think Trump is just going to say, okay, I'll shut up, I won't say anything? Or is he going to continually test Merchant all the way to the end? I do believe he's going to continually test and test and test until eventually what's going to happen, he might be thrown into the clink. And if that does happen, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think he'll try to push him in that direction. And I think there'll be at some point where the judge says enough's enough, you're going to spend a day in the clink. What do you think is going to happen to his poll numbers? Trump's poll numbers are going to skyrocket. Plus, he's going to sell a lot of merch. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: the judge has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. I am the only presidential candidate in history to be gagged. This whole trial is rigged. And by taking away my freedom of speech, this highly conflicted judge is rigging the presidential election of 2024. Election interference. And he's absolutely right. Just like with all the other cases, they're all election interference cases. And now Elise Stefanik, she is accusing Jack Smith of election interference. She said, I just filed an official ethics complaint against Jack Smith with the Department of Justice Office of Professional Responsibility for his illegal election interference. It's obvious to any reasonable observer that Jack Smith is trying to interfere with the 2024 election. And she's absolutely right. Now, do you think they're going to do anything? You think anything is going to happen? Most likely not. Remember, this is the criminal syndicate. They control everything. It's the rot that has been growing and growing and growing for a very long time. And to try to rebuild something on top of this rot, it's not going to work. You have to clean the rot out and bring in all new material. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. But first, you need to show the people, look where the rot is. It's way down below. You see it now? Is it becoming clear? I think people are getting it this time around. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that now Trump, he is asking Governor Ron DeSantis to help him out with his support. Now, remember, a lot of these people, they had a job. They had a role to play in this information war. There's disinformation and misinformation on both sides. And I do believe Trump is using this against them to trap them in certain areas. I do believe even RFK Jr., he even might be working with Trump somehow, some way, to take the votes away from Biden. Really think about this for a second. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: I am very happy to have the full and enthusiastic support of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. We had a great meeting yesterday arranged by a mutual friend, Steve Witkoff, at his beautiful Shell Bay Club in Hollywood, Florida. The conversation mostly concerned how we would work closely together to make America great again. Also discussed was the future of Florida, which is fantastic. I greatly appreciate Ron's support in taking back our country from the worst president in the history of the United States. November 5th is a big day. Now, all those people are saying, oh, it's going to be a Trump-DeSantis ticket. DeSantis lives in the same state as Trump. He can't be the vice president. The Constitution pretty much doesn't allow it. So that is not going to happen. So once again, we can see now Trump, he's working with DeSantis. Bill Barr has endorsed Trump. And I do believe since Trump attacked Robert Kennedy the way he did, I wonder if he's also working for Trump. That is very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that both of Trump's sons, Don and Eric, They're going to help with the presidential transition team. Isn't that interesting? But the other thing that's more interesting is how the establishment is panicking right now. They know that Trump is leading in the polls. They know that Biden doesn't have a chance. Even if they cheat, they're starting to realize from the internal polls that this is not going to happen. And this is why, in the end, I do believe Chris Ray is telling everyone, look, we know something's coming. I'm warning you. We're going to see an event. We're going to see a cyber attack. I do believe, in the end, they're going to try to delay the elections one way or another because they want to stay in power. But look how they're panicking right now, because Time magazine put a picture of Trump and it says, if he wins. Well, it's not if he wins, it's when he wins. This tells you everything you need to know. The deep state players, the establishment, they are panicking. They see the writing on the wall, which means they will use many different tactics during this next election. Can they use Disease X? I don't know if the people are going to buy it. Remember, they're having a vote with the WHO in May. They might try to push this. They might use a combination of Disease X, cyber attacks, and everything else. I do believe they're going to throw everything they possibly can at this to try to either cheat or postpone. Because if they don't cheat, Trump is going to win hands down. If they cheat, I do believe the people will be able to override their system. And I think the deep state players, they're starting to realize this. They'd have to close down the elections for like a week or so. And this would be a complete and utter disaster. The people would know, again, look what they're doing here. I don't think it's going to fly this time. And also, there's a lot of laws now that have been put into place. Yes, it might work in some blue areas, but they know that's not going to be enough, especially now since Trump now is taking New York and taking many other areas. So I do believe their last possible tactic is to try to delay, to try to stay in power. And the only way they can try to delay is to attack their own system and try to bring us to war. And I do believe this is something they're going to try, which means I do believe at some point we're going to go back to paper ballots. And the National Guard and the military will guard the elections. And they will try to stop it with all the illegals. Remember, they have all these people out there rioting. They'll bring in more of their people and they'll try to overrun the cities, overrun the police. They'll try to overrun everything. But I do believe in the end, the National Guard, as this picks up, I wouldn't be surprised if they could work with the Marines to try to shut all this down if they can't handle it. And I do believe this is where all this is heading. Remember, the polls are now showing, especially once people see this event, the polls are now showing that they're all for the military deporting all these illegals. So in the end, I do believe the people will be with Trump 100%. And he will let everyone know this is what we got to do. But again, it's going to be a very bumpy ride. Even when Trump wins the election, the deep state's not going to stop. They're going to continually attack. But again, the people will be with Trump. The counterinsurgency and having peace, well, that pretty much counters everything the deep state is trying to do, which means the deep state will try to attack still, but most likely they'll be on the run. Because again, they've lost everything. They lost their war. They lost their illegals, their foot soldiers. And what normally happens when the enemy loses, they start to retreat. And I do believe the deep state players will start to retreat and Trump, the people, they will charge forward. And I don't mean in a physical way. I do believe we will see those individuals brought into custody for their treasonous acts. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen the day after election, but we're going to see all this play out. And I do believe in the end, we the people will win. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number?
That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/X22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/X22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.